Welcome to the Grace Junkies Jam Session. Grace Junkies, the fourth and final episode for this jam session anyway. Tonight we will discuss Faith's topic.
You know what my topic is?
What is your topic?
Today's your birthday! Na 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 na. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, dear Charlie!
Happy birthday to you!
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's not his birthday when you will hear this. It was his birthday when we recorded it.
That's right. Somebody's
it's all relative, time. Man.
Yeah.
String theory.
So again tonight we have Joe McKeever.
Faith, I don't either, McFadden, but it was funny.
Charles
Hello?
McKeever and yours truly. Tonight Faith's going to discuss me.
She's going to discuss you.
You need like a little cigar sticking out here. Your mouth. Yours truly. Did you say that on the side of your mouth?
No. And now we're going to discuss Faith's topic. Your favorite characteristic of God.
I shared my topic.
His favorite characteristic of God?
Yes.
Characteristic of God.
Favorite characteristic of God. Go ahead, Faith.
I can't handle the pressure. She's pointing at me. Blinder. Okay, my favorite characteristic of God.
Yes.
I have to pick one. Huh. Okay,
this was your topic, not mine.
So I picked the one. I may change my mind, Jill.
It's okay. I heard the first one.
Okay. I think that I'm going to have to go with that he is steadfast.
Okay. What does that mean?
He's on slim fast.
Because it's either that or righteous. And I can't. Oh, it's tough.
Well, explain steadfast.
Okay, well, steadfast, you know, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Okay, it never ends. It never fails. It never goes away. He's perfect. His grace, his mercy, his sacrifice. It's never ending. It's never failing. It's steadfast. It's always there.
So
I mean, that's what I think of when I think of steadfast.
Okay.
I mean, it's consistent.
Always.
It's constant.
Always renewing.
It's always there. It's always constant. It's there before me.
So you can depend on it. Mm-hmm. Is that what it means to you? I mean, is that what you're getting out of it?
What did I just say to you? Okay. Did you not hear me?
Nothing.
Where were you?
I was right here. She says what it was. She didn't
catch
meant to
that
her.
Train
she didn't
over
say
there.
How it affected her personally.
Oh, okay. You're moving.
Yeah.
Segway. Segwaying, we just didn't catch that. Okay,
so?
Sorry. Anyway, so really being steadfast. I would just I throughout my life because I became a Christian when I was very small, and grew up in a Christian home and was always involved in everything known to man at our church and every other church and was surrounded by all different denominations and all different things. I always saw his steadfast love. His mercy was always there. And even during those times when I maybe doubted my salvation, I still knew he was there. I didn't think he went away. I just thought maybe I wasn't good enough. That was just my lack of understanding and trust in who he is. Which, you know, which grows as you get learn more. But through the time when I went got married and walked away from the Lord and just kind of lived my life as I saw fit, he was still there. He never went away. He was still steadfast. He was still constant. He was still the same God. He was still merciful. He still loved me just as much as before. He wasn't mad at me. He still loved me. And he loved me enough to allow me to go through what I had to go through to get back to that place where I say, I want to know you again. I don't want to just know you in my head. I want to know you in my heart. I want you to be my Abba Father. I want you to be my daddy. And so I think that's been my favorite characteristic because of the constancy and the seeing how he's worked in my life and used that and never changed.
But now you said that you were torn between that and righteousness, though. So what does righteousness mean?
Oh, man.
I mean, what does that mean as far as your characteristic? I
well, God is righteous.
We use these words all the time. We never think to define them.
I always think of righteousness when I'm reading it in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of a cluttery word for me, I just always replace it with doing what is right by God. I just unpack it.
Well, that's what it is, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the word righteousness can sometimes have a tone on it, or you can have a tone on it,
well,
and it gets cluttered.
We have the term of self-righteousness.
Sense? Yeah, it makes sense.
You can be self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm better than you, but that's not right. You know, because it's not a. Like we had in one of the previous episodes, was it's a shifting sand sort of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm better than you, and you think you're better than me, and there's no baseline for what that actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to God's righteousness, so you have the perfect justice, the perfect balance of what is right and not right, and you have, and it never changes. Like you're talking
right.
about Steadfast, it never changes. It doesn't change today. It doesn't change tomorrow. It's always the same. So when God is righteous, He's always the same. Where we're self-righteous, that changes all the time.
What? Mm-hmm. Yes. But what does... So we're saying if we're righteous, or we're saying righteousness is being aligned with God. So is God self-righteous?
God is perfect.
But what does it mean that God is righteous?
Pure and
it means
holy.
He is. Yeah, he is absolutely.
He's the leader, and he says when we go.
I'm the leader here. I'll say when we go.
Does this have to be in every show?
I think the Bible should have started that way.
It just starts
it's the
every
thing
show.
That I do. I can do that, boys. It's the only voice
every
I can do.
Every single show.
I think
mean,
that
I
should be
it.
Like Genesis 1.
We still laugh.
Like Genesis Funny. 0. Should,
yeah.
Should that be? I'm the leader here.
I'm the leader here.
I'll say when we go.
Go. In the beginning.
God said go.
God.
God created.
So, okay.
So I think we have righteousness cleared up, didn't we?
Do we?
Are you feeling okay about that?
Yeah. How does everyone else?
Did you
in the righteousness?
Standard.
Yeah, it's the ultimate standard. Exactly. You know how we talk about the standard. We bring our kids to the standard. Mm-hmm. We don't lower the standard,
right?
You know,
we shouldn't,
but I mean, we do many times.
But
our kids,
least common denominator.
Our kids need to come up here rather than us going down there.
Yes.
I mean, we need to say obedience is obedience no matter what.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. You
or
need
like,
to be.
If you
obedient.
Have a shy kid, you know, if you have a shy kid and an outgoing kid, but the standard is to say. Just say hello.
Because that's
you say
the
hello.
Right thing to
you know,
do.
You say if somebody gives you a compliment, you say thank you. You know, when you got a shy kid and an outgoing kid, the standard is remains the same. You don't bring the standard. Oh, she's shy. You know, no,
it's
you
still
bring,
rude.
You bring her
right.
up to the standard.
It's still rude.
It's like the
it
comedian
matter.
I heard on the
band
the other day said, "Oh, he's tired."
Yeah.
No, he's rude.
He's rude, right?
Well, right.
Do you like when I use visual effects on the podcast?
Yeah, it works
I like
really
that.
Well for that.
Yeah, good.
Works for us.
Yeah.
But God does bring us to a standard, and His standard of righteousness never changes, and that's His steadfast. And that's why those two always go together with me. They're interchanging. Because,
well, and once we understand that God has, He is the measuring stick.
Yeah.
He has the standard,
mm-hmm.
right? And that our standard always changes and is to fit our own particular agenda mm-hmm. at the time. Then we begin to understand the fact that, oh, well, wait a minute, we've got to have grace.
Right.
Because if we don't have grace, then we're hosed.
Yeah,
I mean,
no kid.
You know, and the best way that I ever heard this was described, and I don't remember who it was, but the guy said, okay, think about the fact that you've got a murderer or a child molester.
Mm-hmm.
Should that person be punished? Well, everybody would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, if you put everybody into a lair, right? Put everybody into a scale, and you put everybody in a lair, and you put all the murderers and everything on bottom, and they're the ones that are supposed to go first. And he says, and then you stacked everybody else up, you know. He says, where would you fit in on this lair? Where would you fit in this?
The stack of sinners.
Yeah, you'd still be in the stack someplace. So you would, you know.
You're all in the same box.
You may not be a murderer or a child molester, but you're still in the stack.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So then you begin to realize that, oh, whew, I need grace. And if I didn't have grace, I would just be lost.
Yeah.
You know?
So your favorite characteristic of God is His grace?
I would have to say, yeah. That is the one thing that in the military I had particular sergeants and I had majors, you know, and colonels and things like that. that I identified to those people, that man I would follow, you know, mm-hmm. quite...
Into hell?
Into the bowels of hell. This is the way I felt at
long
the time.
As long as it was a battle plan to get out, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I want to stay. It's up camp. But if we
But you trusted him to have that all figured out.
Yes, because this person conducted themselves in a way that was beyond what everybody else was conducting themselves. This person had, you know, they would say, they would be hard on, you know, we need to get this done, and this is, they'd have a standard. But when you would ultimately mess that up somehow, they wouldn't throw you under the bus. Mm-hmm. They would say, okay, you know what? Okay, this is what I want you to do. Okay, you didn't do that right the first time. This is what I want you to do. You know, they would come back around and they would be strong enough in themselves to be able to say, that wasn't right. We need to do it right. Here's how I expect you to do it. And that sort of grace, you know, I'm not just saying, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And I don't have any use for you and get out of my face. You know, that.
That's not right.
What?
Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that.
You know, those types of people that had that kind of character, that kind of ability to realize that you had a certain weakness in certain areas and still bring you along with mm-hmm. you, was the kind of person that I was like, you know what, I'm going to follow you right into the bowels of hell, mm-hmm. because you have that grace, you have that character that I would love to be able to have, you know,
integrity.
Integrity. That is the one word that sort of sums up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That thing that ultimately we all find ourselves crushed at some point by human standards. Oh, yeah. When we find somebody that we would follow into the bowels of hell, mm-hmm. and we find out that they did something that we could never imagine, and that we were like, I didn't think they were capable of that. Mm-hmm. But then we ultimately realize that they are capable of that because they are people, and that we come and we need grace.
Right.
They need grace.
It all comes
in
to
all
that.
Their awesome and all their splendor. That they need grace just as much as we need grace.
Mm-hmm. David said that about the Lord. He says, even if I make my bed in hell, he was talking to God, mm-hmm. you're right there beside me. You know, he was talking about God's steadfastness with him and his willingness to follow the Lord no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
And
silence.
I'm sorry.
Well, you got to chew on some of it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got to think about it a minute. Right?
Everybody else in podcast land is putting it on pause.
Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking about, you know, I was thinking about that integrity in God and how he does that in our lives. I mean, how many times? I'm thinking, Lord, why do you have me in these certain positions? Why am I leading Grow Kids God's way when you know, I've been divorced. You know, if they could see who I was, they wouldn't be listening to anything I had to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Crucifying! Yeah, exactly. And I'm just, just amazing how he keeps bringing us around and say, that wasn't right. Now go do it this way.
Yes.
You know?
it's that ever-patient father.
But he says it in my favorite verse. Oh, I've forgotten where it was, but it's in Corinthians. And he says, I use, you know, the Lord uses the foolish and the weak and the ignorant to accomplish his purposes so that it will be for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. It's like, that's why he does it. That's why he uses me. The broken. So the things that, he says, so that I use the things that are to shame the things. I use the things that are not to shame the things that are.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, okay, Jill, your favorite characteristic of God.
Well, I think I would go with the grace thing.
She was amening over here.
Yeah, I would go with the grace thing because oftentimes I forget that he knows everything. And
who's he? They can't see you pointing.
Well, I wasn't pointing at you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. No, just kidding.
That stung a little bit there.
Did you really think that you knew everything? That's
kick
why I stung?
Kick him again.
Where's the salt? Okay. No, I think that what trips me out is that I go along from day to day and I go, oops, I messed up. Oh, I'm so glad you have so much grace on me. Oh, I messed up again. Oops, I messed up. And I'm only thinking about the stuff that I know about.
It's like a Britney Spears song.
That's what I just said. Oops, I did it again.
Oh, see, I don't know that song. I don't know what you're talking about. But from day to day, I don't know that girly music. Okay, so...
Stop dancing, Charles. I can't see it. Go ahead.
You don't want to see it.
So
Hit
often.
Me, baby, one more time.
Sorry.
It was in my head.
This is your favorite characteristic of God. Not how gay is your music.
Not bald-headed Britney Spears.
Bald-headed Britney Spears.
She was a bald-headed Ben.
Okay, now you were stopping all over Jill's time on the microphone.
She is addicted to drugs. Now, Grace, honey.
Grace. Back to the Grace.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Okay, sorry.
So what I think is my favorite piece that I trip on is that I'm so often stuck in my visual box that he keeps giving me grace for the stuff that I keep messing up on that I know about. But he died on the cross. How many years ago?
Yeah.
2000.
Yeah, okay.
And seven.
Yeah, ish. Yeah. Yeah. And so I forget that he knows about all my sins.
Well, but he doesn't, not but just, he doesn't hold them against you.
Not the ones that I know about.
Yeah.
But the ones I haven't.
Even
done. Yeah. So I'm always thinking, ooh, I'm so bad. You know, and oh, and I can't keep forgetting, you know, or whatever, because, you know, there's some things you like to hang on to. But there's all that that I don't even know about. Mm-hmm. And, it's that part that he goes, yeah, you don't have a clue. And I still love you.
Yeah. Praise God. I've forgiven
and
you.
I still died for you.
But when he sees you, he doesn't see those sins.
Yeah.
He sees you washed in the blood. You're perfect. You're perfect and pure. You're holy. You are righteous.
Yeah.
Because he is in you, and he sees that.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
There's no sin.
Yeah, he loved us that much.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, he's so cool.
That's prepaid legal is what it is.
Prepaid legal.
That's some good stuff there. Woo!
$25 a month. You can have it too.
That's a great commercial for prepaid legal.
Oh my
but this is all paid for by God. So
that's
it's
right.
Even better.
Oh, absolutely free.
Tax free.
Tax free.
Well, mine was sort of the same as yours, except mine I was going to say was patience. But if I was going to describe it, it would end up being exactly what you've already described. So no point in wasting everybody's listening time on that.
Would you know the thing, though is that you take patience, you take integrity, you take steadfastness, you take grace, you take all those things and you smash them together, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, every character quality that you could think, smash them all together, and they really come out to be the same thing. If you think about it, mm-hmm. It's always just a different way to say the same thing.
Which is what?
Which is God? Which is that? Which is God? I am that.
I am that.
So you're saying the universe is one. That's deep, man.
What? Now I'm lost.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
That's huge, that because that means I was.
That's what the Zen master told the hot dog vendor. I want
one with everything.
Make me one. No, it's make me one with everything.
Yeah, make me one with everything. That's it.
Well, thanks for joining us for this session of Grace
Jill
Junkies.
Jill is spiraling fast.
Yeah.
Get me to the squirrel nest quick. I'm primed and ready.
It's late at night, and the kids are tired, and we're tired, and the lights are hot. They've been very good in the back room playing all night, letting us talk and do our thing. And so they wanted to come say goodnight to you. So everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Come here, Mickey.
Say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, and God bless you.